The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam. A society without discipline, as we've seen in Orlando, Florida, and now we're seeing it in soccer again. Euro hooligans, Adam.
Yes, English and Russian football bosses saying that they're taking this warning from UEFA very seriously. European soccer governing body basically saying any more misbehaviour from the fans and you two could get kicked out of Euro 2016. And English officials are pointing the finger at what they call 150 well-trained, hardcore Russian hooligans. But there have also been English fans, let's be honest, jailed and indeed arrested. And after those 3 days of clashes in Marseille, well, I guess we could say arguably that there have been 2 days without clashes, but also the French police have been condemned for beating and tear-gassing innocent supporters. They didn't just pick on the guilty, which is always a bit of a problem. But guess what? England and Russia, who are, well, a lot of this is stemming from them, play their next games in Lens and Lille, which are barely 15 miles apart, and both sets of fans have been advised by Euro 2016 to stay in Lille. Well, if they just caused 3 days of problems in Marseille, yeah, why would you want them in the same city?
Absolutely.
Ridiculous.
Well, absolutely, Adam. I'll tell you what, this fear campaign that it seems to be all that David Cameron's got going for him over this Brexit, do they go into the EU or do they come out, is starting to backfire a bit, isn't it?
Well, the opinion polls, depends which one you believe, but they do show that it's very close. 2% lead one way, 1% lead the other way, yeah, in the latest couple. But a whole load of stuff today, all sorts of issues coming up. A think tank called Migration Watch predicts 5 million migrants to the UK in, yep, 20 years.
That's
if,
right,
we remain in.
Yep.
Ex-Prime Minister Gordon Brown saying jobs are at risk if we leave. European Council President Donald Tusk saying that leaving could threaten Western political civilization. How's that for being controversial?
Unbelievable.
But also, I have to say, there's been some condemnation of this. A Leave campaign tweet that membership of the EU could spark, as they put it, an Orlando-style tragedy here. That's been wildly condemned as irresponsible and shameful. And
what a world we live in.
You wonder about that sort of
conflict. What a world we live in, Adam. What a world we live in. All right, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.